Grace Potter is having a pretty good summer. Her band, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, is getting rave reviews for performances at some of the biggest music festivals. Next month, they'll play Lollapalooza in Chicago, as well as headline their own event, the Grand Point North Festival, in Grace's home state, Vermont. In the meantime, Grace also had time to join country star Kenny Chesney on his hit, You and Tequila.
You and tequila make me crazy. Run like poison in my blood.
Rolling Stone describes Grace Potter as a modern New England blues mama. So when we spoke last year, I asked her, first of all, how she felt about that.
I don't know, man. Whatever. Press is going to say what press is going to say, and I'm flattered that Rolling Stone is even printing anything about me. But, you know, I don't have any kids.
When I think blues mama, I think Janis Joplin. I'm just wondering, who did you admire growing up in Vermont? And who, you know, if you wanted to be compared to somebody, who would it be?
I think I'm inspired more by Jethro Tull, Spooky Tooth, The Who, Led Zeppelin. I loved The Pentangle and Steel Eye Span and Richard Thompson. And I kind of delved deep into the British thing. So I don't know where the Janis thing comes
fits from.
I think people just see a girl with long brownish blonde hair and they just put it together
right
like that.
Well, and I'm thinking too that it sounds like you were inspired by the music that your parents listened to, and when we say you live up in Vermont, you live still with them and your boyfriend.
I do.
Tell us about them.
Well, my folks raised me as a humble, hardworking kid. There was never a dull moment at the Potter house, and my dad is such a creative force. Sparky is his name, and, you know, if we wanted to watch a movie, we were required to be painting something, doing something at all times, even when sitting in front of, you know, Ghostbusters or Willow or something.
And your dad is a sculptor? He works with wood? Or
he's a sign maker.
And your mom makes wooden bowls, which if you don't have a wooden bowl from Vermont, what is wrong with you?
Peggy Potter's hand-painted wooden bowls. And so, you know, the arts and the creative side of my family was always, it ran very deep and was sort of intrinsic in any Potter child.
Well, and it came through the music in you. I just want to listen. This is not on the new CD, but it's on another that people may be very familiar with. It's the CD Almost Alice that was a companion to Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland movie. You did White Rabbit by the Jefferson Airplane. Let's listen. So again, this music that seemed to come through your parents, Grace Potter, through you, but they also make no bones about the fact that they're sort of, you know, they're still Vermont hippies.
Right.
No secret, they did drugs. How is
oh,
that?
Yeah.
What's it like to move back, to be living with them?
I mean, they're my peers. I mean, they're my parents first and foremost, but they influenced so much of what made me who I am and also what I want to continue to be. And I use them as a deep influence, and it really keeps me grounded. You know, there's no amount of fancy hanging out on the Sunset Strip and partying until 5 a.m. is going to change who I am, because I always come back to my family.
And what about the influence, not just of your parents, but of Vermont? It's such a beautiful place, hard to put into words. Is it in the songs?
It's in every song, because being a Vermonter, there's that whole do-it-yourself mentality, which is why people move to Vermont from other places. And Vermonters themselves, even if they're fifth, sixth, seventh generation, I mean, you look at some of these family farms that have been there for generations, and people are still waking up at 4:30 in the morning to make ends meet.
Pick one song where that really comes through.
Things I Never Needed is a song that brings about that kind of sense of not actually needing the things that surround you, that you think define you. If you strip that all away, you're still you at the core, and you need to, you know, face the music.
Take a long, hard look at my face. Take away the things I can't replace. Take my heart, go on, take it away. I've got nothing to say.
I'm thinking of my cousins, the Lions, outside, you know, Middlebury, Vermont. You know, she doesn't just make the pot holder, she makes the pot. You know, just...
I love it.
Yeah, what you need. You have what you need. Let's listen to another one of the songs. By the way, do you write them all?
I really spent the first 7 years of this band trying to establish the fact that I was writing the songs, they're mine, you know, but then I realized, like, you know, my band is my family and they know me better than anybody, and if they want to write a song with me, like the song Medicine, hey man, let's do it.
That's Grace Potter of Grace Potter and the Nocturnals singing Medicine off the new CD, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. Grace Potter, just want to swing you back actually to a song that you wrote, which was called Colors. And I understand this had something to do with watching television the day Barack Obama was elected president.
That's right. Yeah, we were in St. Louis, Missouri. We watched the map turn blue and red, and I thought that was a compelling topic for a song. I thought, you know, that sort of elasticity and that moment, that frozen moment in time when no one knew what was going to happen, and there was so much hope and so much fear, and you know, it was just so crystallized in my memory, and I wanted to write a song to capture that before it went away. This is the greatest time.
Grace Potter, one last question before we let you go. And again, you're touring with your band, but home is the home you grew up in with your parents up there in Vermont. And we understand you've had one of the highest accolades possible, we think, which is that you have your own candy bar now?
I know, it's so exciting. It's great. Lake Champlain Chocolates is, you know, one of those insanely awesome, exquisite companies that just churns out, you know, fair trade, really well-made, delicious chocolate. And
based in Vermont.
And it was actually Matt Burr, our drummer, who had this sort of masterminded idea to collaborate with a company and bring about a flavor that had never been done before. He presented it to them. I came in. I'm a big foodie, so I got real serious about the flavors and finally settled on pistachio red pepper flake with a dark chocolate core. And it's one of the most amazing, you know, flavor experiences of my life.
That's Grace Potter, lead singer for Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. For more on their summer tour, go to hereandnow.org.
The mercury's rising and the angel disguises.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Don't let it go to waste. Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.